Let's go and have a chat with Matt Smith. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
You'll be just thinking, gee, I'm glad I'm in the last, given that the flights might be delayed a bit out of Sydney.
Yeah, no, I hope we're not stuck there for too long, but we should be okay.
Yeah. You got plenty of options today. You can go to Flemington if you want. You can go to Randwick. You can go to Newcastle, Eagle Farm. You've got runners everywhere.
That's it. Yeah, no, we're getting them out there, Ron. We've just got to get them out there and let them do the talking, so to speak.
You must be over the moon with the way this Grey Line's going.
Yeah, no, I am. I really can't be happy with him. He's just continued to do well through the whole preparation. He was doing really well, you know, before his first run, and he's taken that. You know, his last couple of wins have been super, and you know, I just can't fault him. He's just had a trouble-free prep, and the horse looks outstanding.
2,400 today. That's another tick. He's probably looking for 2,400 now.
Definitely, yeah. No, I think the 2,400 is a perfect trip for him now. He's third or fourth up, and this is a race we picked out at the start of the prep, and yeah, no, it's good that we can get him here, and you know, we've drawn quite okay, and he's in good shape. So yeah, no, I'm very happy with it.
I spotted him here yesterday morning, Matt. You asked me last night on text, how did he look? I mean, come on, you may as well ask.
He looks grey to you.
Yeah, when I looked, I said, well, it's either the Candy Man or Grey Lion. That's all I was thinking. But, mate, he went out just for a little bit of a canter. Did he get here yesterday morning, or how long's he been here?
He did, you know. He got there yesterday morning and just went for a light canter just to stretch his legs. And, yeah, he settled in beautifully. He's eaten up and... yeah, he's in good shape, so you just need a bit of luck in running now.
All I can now learn is that Matt was G'ing me up when he wanted my opinion of the Grey Line, giving you laughter there in the background, mate. But and I was talking with Terry Henderson from OTI last night. He's on a plane flying to England, but he said with the modern technology, I'll be able to watch Grey Line run.
Yeah, no, he always watches all the runners, no matter where he is. He's always online up watching them, so... yeah, no, he's over there. I think we've got a few runners over there this weekend. So he's got a big weekend, actually.
Well, he'll be watching Plymouth Road in race four because there's a few ticks for him today. On pace, favours maybe, soft track's a tick.
Yeah, no, he's done well. And, you know, he's had, since he came back from Victoria after the Warrnambool run, he's had nice prep. He hadn't missed any work. And he certainly gets the right track for him. He likes the wet and he'll be on pace. Yeah, look, he's a bit hard to place, but certainly looks the right race for him today. And if he can get out and get into his own rhythm, you know, he'll be strong at the finish. So just need to get a little bit of luck early in the race, that's all.
Kanunga in race five, we all saw her last run, never clear there at all.
No, she never got out at all a fortnight ago. I probably have a little bit of a query at just on the heavy conditions of the 12, but look, she's fitting well, and you've got to try and see if they love the not a single down to handle it. So we'll give her a try today, but we're a bit unsure about whether she will handle it. That's all.
At Flemington, you got Tonsor. Are you fresh and back to 1,000 metres?
Yeah, look, bit of an experiment. Not sure at 1,000, but he's sharp, and you know, he's got a handle going down the straight. But it's only a small field today, which I think will be good for him. He'd be able to just focus up on the horses in front of him. And I don't see why he couldn't run really well down there today. I know the 1,000's probably a bit of a query, but he's fresh and his work's good. But, yeah, a bit of an experiment. But thought we'd try him down there. But looks the right race for him.
What do you got in at Newcastle? I just didn't check that.
I've got one called Attorney.
Okay,
first starter here in Australia. French horse. So... he's probably, you know, he's in that first preparation, so they just seem to improve significantly from their first prep to their second prep. But his trial was solid at Randwick the other day when he got into the clear. He's still not that comfortable around other horses, you know, when he gets sort of in around other horses, he's still got a bit of improvement there. But certainly he's got a good ability. The mile in Newcastle should suit, so I'm sure he'll run a good race, but not sure if he's quite ready yet, but he's working quite well.
All right, Matt. Well, we'll see you up here, mate. I presume you're coming up for Grey Line.
Yeah, I'll be up there for sure.
Righto. We can stand there on the mounting yard, look at the horse, and you can tell me just how excited you are with the way that he's looking.
you can mate, tell me who's who.
Well, there's two greys. Normally in a race, you can sort of go, well, that's the grey, that's grey line. But the Candyman is prominent in the race as well. Maybe the greys will fight it out today. We'll see you up here, mate.
You never know. Yeah, see you then. Yeah.